It being Monday, Conor Pope, our consumer champion, joins us in studio. Pricewatch at rte.ie if you have a consumer gripe that you would like Conor to grapple with. Gripe and grapple. There's a nice bit of alliteration for you. So you're not a fan of liver?
No, and actually, Ray, when I heard you talking about it, my heart started to sink a little bit. And maybe it was when I was growing
up. Are you going off me because I like liver?
No, I think when I was a kid, we were all fed liver every Saturday night, and I think it was to give us.
No, just bring that up. Yeah,
I think it was to give us iron or whatever it was. But I just never forget the taste of it. It's just awful, awful stuff. I'm sure some of your listeners love it, and I'm not going to judge them for it.
Yeah, yeah.
But it wouldn't be for me. And in fact, I remember once going to a really high end restaurant, and one of these Michelin star places, this is years ago, and they said, do you have any dietary issues or preferences? And I was like, no, bring it all on. And it was like 9 courses of offal. And with each successive course, I got sadder and sadder. Like, you know, I mean, and I'm sure it was the best offal in the world. But even still, like, I don't want to be eating the pancreas of a goat.
What have you got against pancreas? Now, for a lot of people, they're going to get paid, you know, in the coming days. And that's going to have to do them for...
Yeah.
All of Christmas.
Yeah, yeah. It's a big week, 10 days for people in the run-up for Christmas. Because no matter how much we talk about Christmas and the need to be prepared, it almost always catches us all by surprise. It's like, even though it happens every single year and there's the same palaver every single year, people are caught by surprise. So the next paycheck is actually the kind of crucial one. Now, an awful lot of people who are in the fortunate position of having jobs will get paid again just before Christmas. But that kind of is too late to do any of the meaningful Christmas savings that we might talk about. So the paycheck that somebody might get at the end of this month is the one that's really crucial for taking at least some of the stress out of the Christmas period. And no matter how much you love Christmas, and I'm a big fan of Christmas, it can be quite stressful.
Yes. So the key financially thing, for people,
financially, yeah. But like also emotionally, because people put themselves under huge pressure to buy the perfect present and to have the perfect table and to get the perfect tree and all of these things. And like, I think if you were to kind of act now and use the money that you get as part of your wages in November carefully, you could probably take a little bit of the stress out whilst also maybe getting yourself some better presents.
Okay, top tips then.
Well, I say the first thing to do is to shop early. Now, when I say early, I don't necessarily just mean early in the season, although I would heartily recommend that, because in retail there's a concept called the last minute man. And the last minute man, traditionally it is a man, it's the person who rocks up to the big department store on Christmas Eve or the 23rd of December, panic-stricken face, and just races around buying all sorts of crap, spending money that they don't have on stuff that people don't...
And crap being the important word there.
Exactly, because they haven't put any thought into it. So there's two things that I think you should do when it comes to buying presents. Set aside an hour or two on a morning, midweek if possible, in the next 10 days. So after you get paid, go into the shops, whatever the shops might be, the big department stores or smaller shops, between kind of 9 and 11 in November or at the start of December, because it's really calm, it's really quiet.
But if everybody follows your advice...
Well, they're not all going to follow my advice, Ray, but there's a great big window there. So if you go in between those hours, you will find that the 2 hours between 9 and 11, you will get an awful lot more done. When you are doing that Christmas shopping, make like Santa, make a list and prioritise the most expensive, most important presents first. And if you can get them bought and out of the way, that takes the pressure off you when it comes to buying all the subsequent presents. I think another thing that you should be looking at doing in the weeks ahead, and this isn't so much to do with paychecks, but it's to do with saving a few bob, is re-gifting. Now, re-gifting can be a fraught area. We all know that, because the last thing you want to do is to give the stenography set that you were given last year to somebody who gave it to you this year. Like, that's a bad one. But like, re-gifting is a really good idea, and it chimes with the whole circular economy and sustainability piece, because you can make use of presents that you were given.
Will there ever be a day where we can actually slap a sticker on it, re-gift it?
As in...
You know, that you're actually telling the person, so there's no fear that
you
might
be
found out.
I think the fear is an essential part of it, to be honest. That's the living life on the edge bit. You don't want to be just like... But another area where it would have been a big no-no years ago, but I think is becoming increasingly common, is secondhand or vintage presents.
New to me, they're calling it.
New to me is the whole thing. And again, that chimes with the whole sustainability piece. And by doing that now, you have yourself 5 or 6, 5 weeks before Christmas. So you could, like... you do a circuit of all the charity shops in your neighbourhood, see if there's stuff there that might be good for somebody who you want to buy a present for. And not only are you saving the environment, you're also saving yourself a few bob.
You're helping a charity.
And you're helping people. And then in terms of managing your finances, I think before, when it comes to managing your finances, you need to manage your expectations. And I've said this on your show before, I think we are sold this myth of the perfect Christmas and the perfect table and the perfect turkey and the perfect tree and the perfect lights and all of that stuff. And that's what really puts us under pressure. So I think maybe dial down the search for perfection, because ultimately people don't really remember the presents that they get or whether or not you had the beautiful tablescape on Christmas Day. All of that stuff fades into insignificance when it comes to spending the time with the people that you love. And the other thing that you might want to do over the next 3 or 4 weeks is dial down the going out a little bit, because there's going to be
That's expensive.
That is expensive. And, you know, now, if there was ever a time to maybe say, do you know what, I'm not going to go out this weekend, I'm going to stay at home, now would be the time to do it. Because not only are you saving your liver for the trying times that might lie ahead, you're also saving yourself a few bob, and you're saving yourself the cost of the drinks, the dinners, the taxis, or whatever it might be. And then when the 15th of December, 17th, 20th of December comes, you can, you know, let your hair down, go party.
All good advice.
And that, well, you know, I mean, yes, it's. But I think the really important thing for people to remember is that an awful lot of people get into so much debt in the run up to Christmas that they're still paying it off in June or July.
That's not correct.
Of the following year. Yeah. And that's no fun for anybody.
No.
And the only people then who win are the retailers who successfully managed to flog us this stuff. And the other thing to remember, by the way, just as a final tip, is we're heading into, and I can't believe it's the season now, but we're heading into the Black Friday, Cyber Monday season. And an awful lot of the stuff that's on sale on Black Friday and Cyber Monday can represent really good value for money, and it can be a really good...
How do you know if it's good value?
The easiest thing to do is to search for multiple sites for the same product.
Okay.
So let's say you're buying a vacuum cleaner.
Yeah.
And one site is saying 50% off this vacuum cleaner was €400, now €200. A simple Google search of that vacuum cleaner will throw up five other sites. And if all of those sites aren't boasting a similar discount, and if all of those five other sites are selling the product at €200, you kind of think, well, I know that I'm being had on the first price,
yeah,
a first site. And which magazine, the British Consumer the Consumer Group, carries out this piece of research every single year and has done for more than a decade. And I think in 98% of cases, the products that are being sold on Black Friday or Cyber Monday were either the same price or cheaper at certain points in the run up to,
what
you're
saying is that there's no bargains.
No, what I'm saying, if you can find something that is a discount on a Black Friday, as part of a Black Friday sale, and you think it would make for a lovely present for somebody, well, you might as well buy it as part of the Black Friday sale, as opposed to waiting 2 weeks and buying it closer to Christmas and paying a higher price for it.
Okay. Be careful out there. Now, this came into pricewatch.rte. I had a flight booked to Birmingham with Ryanair in February, and then on Friday morning got an email to say it was cancelled. I booked another flight and then got a separate email from Ryanair to say the flight wasn't cancelled. So now I have two flights to Birmingham and only need one. What's going on?
This complaint came in. It wasn't the only complaint that came in about this particular story. In fact, I've had loads and loads of them. And it seems to have been what Ryanair have described to me as a technical glitch. So what happened on early in the morning of Friday morning, so I think the first mail started landing at around 10 past 12 on Friday morning, people started getting emails from Ryanair to say that their flights had been cancelled. The glitch was in place for 14 hours, I'm told. So it took 14 hours for them to realise there was a problem. And after that, Ryanair started uncancelling, if that's a word, the flights. So a whole raft of flights to destinations, including the UK, Tenerife, Morocco, were all cancelled. People panicked and people would have bought alternative flights. Because a lot of the time, if a flight is cancelled, it's in your interest to act quickly to get the best deal on another flight so you can get to a particular destination on a particular day. So people might have bought those alternate flights, and then they would have received an email or text message from Ryanair hours later saying, oh, sorry about that, lads, your flight wasn't cancelled.
So it's their glitch, their problem.
It is their glitch and their problem. Now, people have contacted me to say that they've tried to get refunds for the flights because they now have another flight booked, so they don't need two. And they've been told, well, I can't give you the computer says no, can't get a refund because the flight isn't in fact cancelled. But having spoken to Ryanair, they have said that if people contact them and show them the two bookings side by side, the booking that they made after the fact and the booking that, you know, and they will get their money back. If anybody has any difficulties doing that, or if they're getting knocked back by Ryanair, please, I would like them to contact me.
That's a straightforward process.
No, because it should be a straightforward process, because, you know,
their problem.
It was their problem. Yeah. It's up to them to fix it, and it's up to them to fix it at no cost, no financial cost to any of their passengers. But as with all big companies, it can be tricky to get through to the right person. It can be tricky to get through to any person. And sometimes you might hit a brick wall. But the people who are out of pocket have a right to get the money back. So they either should persist or they should contact me and we'll see what we can do for them.
God, it's a pain, isn't it?
It is. But, like, you know, again, mistakes happen.
Yeah.
And it's not the fact that there was a mistake. Technical glitches happen. Maybe Ryanair should have employed some teachers to do their homework. I don't know, to check their homework.
Yeah. And there's no way from their end that they can spot all these people who are double booked. And
no, so you'd have to make contact with the airline to try and resolve it. But I mean, we have to take what Ryanair have said at face value, and they've said that nobody's going to be left out of pocket as a result of their mistake, and we'll take that at face value.
Pricewatch@rte.ie if you want Conor to grapple with any of your gripes. Pricewatch@rte.ie. Thanks very much, Conor.
Thanks, Larry.
That's it from us. Sarah and Cormac are on Drive Time. We are back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Monday evening.
The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.